Throughout Bill Cosby's career, children have played a major role. In fact, Cosby has become as well known for his work with children as he has for his comedy. In the 70s, he created Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids, a group of cartoon children who lived in the inner city. They learned everything from how to read, to dealing with bullies, to drugs, to prejudice.
This is Bill Cosby coming at you with music and fun. And if you're not careful, you may learn something before it's done.
Then there were all those Jell-O pudding commercials featuring Cosby and generations of tiny tots.
How long has it been since your mom's fixed Jell-O pudding for you?
A long time ago.
How long?
A long, long time ago.
But she knows it's good for you, right?
Uh-huh.
Cosby's latest show for children is an animated series about a 5-year-old boy named Little Bill.
Keep your chin up high, smile to the sky, and wish those rain clouds bye, bye, bye.
You keep doing that when things get gloomy, and everything will work out fine.
Cosby has a doctorate in education and has written several children's books. The newest is titled Friends of a Feather. It's the story of three birds, Slipper, Feathers, and Hog. Every day they perform aerial acrobatics that amaze and entertain crowds of people who gather on the beach. Cosby got the idea for the story after watching pelicans fishing along the coast of the Virgin Islands.
I came down to sit in my chair to watch these birds diving in, closing the wings, and poosh into the water. Part of the subconscious also was, it was the year of Innes's murder.
Innes was Cosby's only son. He was shot and killed 6 years ago while changing a flat tire. He was 27 years old. Bill Cosby was looking for a way to remember his son, and when he saw the birds soaring over the beaches, he was inspired to write a book about love, friendship, and pain.
What I aimed for was something between Shel Silverstein's Tree and Alice in Wonderland. And I think that the story of these three guys makes it something that a person can read at age 37 and say, okay, this is supposed to be a kid's book, but there's some depth.
Cosby asked his oldest daughter, Erica, an accomplished painter, to illustrate Friends of a Feather. Here she is reading an excerpt from the book.
When he sweats, he glistens. He spreads his wings, and all you see is a medallion of red and white feathers shimmering across his breast. People would go crazy when they saw that. That bird must be magic, they'd whisper, and some would even make a wish as he streaked by. Day by day, the noise from the crowds rose. Where it was once just one person clapping, it became 10, and then 10 more. The sound of people applauding grew hand by hand. Dad didn't want any kind of species-specific bird or gender-specific, actually. And Dad gave me an outline of what kind of colors he wanted each bird to have. For instance, he told me slippers. He wanted slippers to blend in with the sky, and that feathers was to have colors of a peacock, and that basically Hog was a hedgehog with wings. And then I just took off with that.
Erica Cosby's illustrations combine soft painted backgrounds with sharply drawn characters. The colors are bright and vivid. One of the birds, named Feathers, has an unusual red symbol on his chest.
Dad said he wanted it to look as though, in an abstract sense, that there was a smile or a face on the chest.
The smile is my son's smile. Our murdered son, her murdered brother. Feathers is not really Innes. The smile is Innes's because he greeted people with two words, hello, friend. And you can only think of a smile.
Cosby says Friends of a Feather deals with some complex themes. He says it's not a book to be read by a child, but one that should be read to a child.
Children will not have the knowledge to be able to get the depth of what's there. I am hoping to reinforce the role of the parent over the mysterious unknown people that a child may want to perform for, and I don't mean as an entertainer.
He is the most daring of us all, and he can do a mean swan dive too. But the people on the beach never seemed to notice, no matter how many tough tricks he did. He always surfaced expecting to hear applause, but there would be silence instead. I remember Feathers telling Hog, "Lately you're always doing that swoop and snap thing, and you're getting closer and closer to that rock. Try one of those tricks again and you're gonna get flattened." Feathers wasn't mad at Hog for showing off. He just knew when enough was enough.
Cosby says children have changed very little over the years. What's different, he believes, is the length of time the children remain children. He says he hopes his book can help parents hold the window of childhood open just a little longer.
There's nothing that's held until a certain age anymore. There's nothing that has a button that says, okay, when you hit age 13, you will learn this, my son. When you hit 14, you will learn this, my daughter. It comes whether you're ready for your children to do it or not. And this is, I think, something that has to be addressed as our children grow.
But you have to promise me something, too. When we eat, it's because we're hungry. When we fly, it's because it's fun. Okay? Do you want me to be scared again? No, said Hawk, rubbing his sore shoulder. Are we good friends? Yes, said Hawk. Forever? Forever.
Artist Erica Cosby. She created the illustrations for the new book, Friends of a Feather, written by her father, Bill Cosby. Illustrations and excerpts from the book are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.